Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
April Fool's Day by Claire Powell and Dave Collett. The 1st of April is the day we remember what we are the other 364 days of the year. American writer Mark Twain. What is April Fool's Day, and what are its origins? It is commonly believed that in medieval France, New Year was celebrated on April the 1st. Then, in 1562, Pope Gregory introduced a new calendar for the Christian world, changing New Year to January the 1st. With no modern communications, news travelled slowly, and new ideas were often questioned. Many people did not hear of the change. Others chose to ignore it, while some merely forgot. These people were called fools. Invitations to non-existent New Year parties were sent, and other practical jokes were played. This jesting evolved over time into a tradition of playing pranks on the 1st of April. The custom eventually spread to England and Scotland, and it was later transported across the Atlantic to the American colonies of the English and the French. April Fool's Day has now developed into an international festival of fun, with different nationalities celebrating the day in a special way. In France and Italy, if someone plays a trick on you, you are the fish of April. By the month of April, fish have only just hatched and are therefore easy to catch. Children stick paper fish to their friends' backs, and chocolate fish are found in the shops. In Scotland, April Fool's Day lasts for 2 days. The second day is called Taily Day, and tricks on this day involve the bottom, or the tail in informal speech. Often a sign saying, "Kick me," is stuck onto someone's back without them knowing. In Spain and Mexico, similar celebrations take place on December the 28th. The day is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Originally, the day was a sad remembrance of the slaughter of the innocent children by Herod in his search for the baby Jesus. It eventually changed to a lighter commemoration of innocence, involving pranks and trickery. Today, Americans and the British play small tricks on friends and strangers alike on April the 1st. A common trick is to point to a friend's shoe and say, "Your shoelace is untied." When they look down, they are laughed at. School children might tell a friend that school has been cancelled. A bag of flour might be balanced on the top of a door so that when the victim opens the door, the flour empties over their head. Sometimes the media gets involved. Once, a British short film was shown on April Fool's Day about spaghetti farmers and how they harvest their crop from spaghetti trees. Most April Fool jokes are in good fun and not meant to harm anyone. The best trick is the one where everyone laughs, especially the person upon whom the joke has been played. April Fool's Day, 1989. UFO lands near London. Two British policemen were sent to investigate a glowing flying saucer on March the 31st, the day before April Fool's Day. When the policemen arrived at a field in Surrey, they saw a small figure wearing a silver spacesuit walking out of a spacecraft. Immediately, the police ran off in the opposite direction. Reports revealed that the alien was in fact a midget, and the flying saucer was a hot air balloon that had been specially built to look like a UFO by Richard Branson, the 36-year-old chairman of Virgin Records. Branson had planned to land the balloon in London's Hyde Park on April the 1st. However, a wind change had brought him down in a Surrey field. The police were bombarded with phone calls from terrified motorists as the balloon drifted over the motorway. One lady was so shocked by the incident, she didn't realise that she was standing naked in front of her window as she was describing the UFO to a radio station.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.